quarterback playing in his first playoff game. Obviously, Sunday night was kind of like a playoff atmosphere and everything. But is it any different? You just kind of approach it all the same?
It's all the same. I think, you know, obviously we're in the round of – we're one of 12 right now, and obviously we're in a win or go home mode. But that's been the case the last few weeks, so we feel like we've practiced it.
Mike, can you talk about the value of having, you know, three running backs that can, you know, you really can get involved?
Yeah, our running back situation either is outstanding. You know, obviously, you know, we have a starter, but when we put Bryce and Chris in there, they've done a really, really good job. They both can run the ball, they both catch the ball well, and then they certainly both can pass protect.
Did you expect that going into the year? I mean, you knew Shady, what he could do, but did you expect you to have three guys over that?
Yeah, well, we hoped we did. You know, we thought early on that these would be guys that could compete and contribute and then, in fact, have.
How do you kind of balance, you know what their strengths are and their weaknesses, the best situation to get them each in? Or
We let it roll. We really don't mind who's in there. You know, obviously LaShawn gets most of the work, but the guys that go in there, there is times when we put them in strategically and we have a reason for it, but then there's other times it's just their turn. They're in there and they go.
Was that kind of a strategic 6-yard touchdown run that Bryce Brown had? Was that a strategic insertion?
No, we just put him in there, you know, and he obviously did a good job getting in the end zone.
The Saints, their defense, they don't – you don't hear people talk about them too much. Obviously, Greece is on the other side. What are some of the things they do well?
Well, it starts with their coordinator. You know, Rob Ryan's very aggressive in nature. They get pressure on the quarterback. They create turnovers. You know, they've had injuries in the back end like most teams, and they found a way to kind of compensate for that by getting pressure.
Did they change anything last week with Vaccaro out?
No, you know, he's obviously a terrific player, you know, and they're trying to compensate for his lack of being in there. But, no, very similar in scheme.
After watching the film, how do you think that Nick handled the pressure